Case, educate Caleb on investment fundamentals. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, a counselor's first client of the day is a young professional, Caleb. He is doing quite well in his job and has received a couple of promotions and pay rises over the last few years. He is recently married and has said in past meetings that he is feeling more financially secure than he ever has. Caleb requested a meeting because he wanted to ask some questions about investing. After greeting him and sharing a quick exchange about the terrible weather they have experienced recently, he jumps right in. Caleb, so I had some questions. Counselor, of course, how can I help? Caleb, well, I think I'm doing quite well at the moment and I think there's more that I want to do with my money. Counselor, that's great to hear. I'm glad you're doing well. Caleb, thank you. It's a nice feeling, but yeah, I think there's more I could be doing. A lot of my colleagues and friends have been talking a lot about their investments, and I'm just not confident that I know enough about it. Could you help me out? Counselor, I totally understand. The idea of investing can be a bit overwhelming if you are new to it. We can certainly have a discussion about it. Question 1. While keeping firmly in mind that a counselor is not an investment professional, how could a counselor begin a discussion that introduces Caleb to the fundamentals of investing? Question 1 sample response. A counselor could start by affirming Caleb's interest in adding investing to his personal financial plan and clearly stating that they are happy to provide an overview of what investing is and some key concepts that he should be familiar with before seeking help from an investment professional. The counselor should, however, reiterate that they are not able to provide investment advice and that a client should seek help from an investment professional if they require more assistance. The counselor should also explain to Caleb that there are multiple approaches to investing, and if he decides to go ahead, he will first need to identify his goals and timeline. For example, is he thinking long-term and about retirement, or medium-term and ensuring that he can pay for a child's education? The counselor should explain to Caleb that there are multiple ways to go about investing money for the future, and identifying goals can help inform what the best option is for him. After we know what it is you're hoping for, I can then describe certain options, so you're prepared to talk to an investment professional. They'll be able to tell you about the different options available to you and help you get started. Question 2, Caleb. I guess I'm worried that I'll make bad investments and lose it all. How could a counselor respond to this in order to introduce Caleb to the concepts of diversification and risk tolerance and how they relate to investing? Question 2 sample response. Start by acknowledging Caleb's concern. That's definitely a valid concern. Nobody wants to work hard and lose money on what they think is a bet. It's true that investing is not without risk, and there are no guarantees that your investments will always grow. The counselor should then introduce the concepts of diversification and risk tolerance. Explain that diversification is an investment strategy that spreads risk through a varied portfolio, which you should also define for the client. If this is what you want to do, an investment professional can assist you in diversifying your investments across multiple different kinds of investments. It's the concept of not putting all your eggs in one basket. The counselor should also explain that not all investments are high risk, and in fact, there are plenty of options for different levels of risk tolerance. What do you mean by risk tolerance? Well, it's the amount of risk someone feels comfortable taking on. Some people don't think they'll lose sleep over their investments falling in value, while others can find it quite stressful. An investment professional would be able to provide more information about different investments that would suit your preferred level of risk. If Caleb asks for further assistance, the counselor should refer him to an appropriate investment professional.